Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The LLC and S-Corp Beginner's Guide by Garrett Monroe is a practical business and tax handbook aimed at readers who want a clear introduction to forming and managing a limited liability company and understanding when S-Corp taxation may be advantageous. The book belongs to the small business startup and business formation category, with a strong emphasis on legal structure, compliance, asset protection, and tax planning. Based on the available description and related listings, it is designed for beginners who may be unfamiliar with business entities, paperwork, and the tax implications of different organizational choices. Its purpose is not to present abstract theory, but to give readers a usable framework for deciding between an LLC and an S-Corp, setting up the required structure correctly, and avoiding common administrative mistakes. The guide also appears to connect formation choices with practical concerns such as bookkeeping, funding, cash flow, and hiring, making it relevant to new entrepreneurs who want an all-in-one starting point rather than separate legal and tax manuals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book distinguishes LLC formation from S-Corp tax treatment. The guide also seems focused on helping readers understand the administrative side of each structure. That means the choice is not only about potential savings, but also about the paperwork and maintenance obligations that come with keeping the business properly formed and compliant. In practice, this kind of comparison is useful because an entity that looks attractive on tax grounds may create extra filing requirements, payroll duties, or record-keeping responsibilities. The book, therefore, appears to be built around informed selection, not automatic recommendation. That makes it especially relevant for first-time founders who need to weigh simplicity against tax optimization and who may not yet know how much operational discipline each option requires. Secondly, step-by-step coverage of formation paperwork, roles, and compliance duties. The compliance dimension is equally important because legal entity status depends on more than a filing receipt. Ongoing records, internal organization, and properly documented decisions all contribute to preserving the liability shield and maintaining tax treatment. The book appears to treat compliance as a business habit rather than a one-time task. That is useful for beginners because it turns an intimidating legal process into a series of manageable steps. Instead of presenting formation as a technical mystery, it likely translates the process into practical actions: file the right forms, assign the right roles, keep the right records, and understand the obligations attached to the chosen structure. This makes the book valuable to readers who want operational clarity, not just conceptual knowledge. Thirdly, asset protection and the separation of business and personal finances. This theme is important because liability protection is often misunderstood as automatic. In reality, it depends on how seriously the owner treats the business as a separate entity. By highlighting separate financial records and proper compliance, the book likely explains the connection between everyday management decisions and legal outcomes. That gives readers a more realistic view of what a business entity can and cannot do. It can create a layer of protection, but only if the owner respects the boundary. For a beginner audience, this practical framing is especially useful because it turns asset protection into a series of habits rather than an abstract legal promise. Readers who want to protect personal property while building a business are likely to find this one of the book's most concrete contributions. Fourthly, tax planning, credits, and the search for lawful reduction of tax burden. The book also seems to stress that tax advantages must be pursued legally and with awareness of the rules. That is an important distinction, because many beginner resources oversimplify tax savings as a matter of hidden tricks or loopholes. A more useful guide explains structure, eligibility, and compliance together. By connecting S-Corp taxation with broader business planning, the book likely helps readers see that tax efficiency is one element of long-term sustainability rather than a quick fix. This makes it relevant not only to owners focused on reducing taxes today, but also to those who want to avoid future problems caused by poor tax setup. In a crowded category of small business books, this combination of formation and tax planning is one of the book's clearest differentiators. Lastly, business setup as a foundation for funding, cash flow, hiring, and growth. The hiring angle is also significant because growth often requires moving from solo ownership to a more structured business model with employees or contractors. Understanding how to manage people, budgets, and administrative responsibilities becomes more important as the company expands. The book's emphasis on practical business building suggests that it does not treat entity selection as an endpoint. Instead, it uses the LLC and S-Corp framework as a starting point for more disciplined management. That gives the book broader utility than a narrow legal primer. Readers who want a beginner-friendly path from formation to day-to-day operation are likely to benefit from this integrated approach, since it connects legal structure to the financial and organizational demands of running a real business. In conclusion, the LLC and S-Corp Beginner's Guide is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs, solo founders, and small business owners who want a straightforward explanation of how business entities work and how tax choices affect the life of a company. Its main strength is practical orientation. It does not appear to stop at definitions, but instead links formation, compliance, asset protection, tax planning, often, and basic business operations into a single beginner-friendly framework. That makes it useful for readers who want to avoid common setup mistakes and understand the logic behind each step rather than memorizing rules without context. Compared with many books in the same category, it seems to stand out for combining LLC formation guidance with S-Corp tax discussion and broader startup concerns such as funding, bookkeeping, and hiring. This integrated approach gives beginners a more complete starting map. Readers looking for a concise but wide-ranging introduction to the legal and financial structure of a small business are likely to find it more useful than a purely legal manual or a tax-only guide. If you would like to support Garrett Monroe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.